Hello, and welcome to this author interview from the JAMA Network. This is Deanna Bilandi with JAMA Pediatrics. Being reminded about childhood immunizations can increase the rate of immunization, but few primary care practices deliver such reminders. Dr. Allison Kemp of Children's Hospital Colorado and her co-authors looked at the effectiveness and the cost-effectiveness of a collaborative centralized reminder system versus a practice-based system using the Colorado Immunization Information System. Dr. Kemp joins us to talk about her study. Dr. Kemp, can you explain the two reminder methods you looked at?
Yes, this was a pragmatic trial. So that means it's a trial that goes on in the real world and looks at real world alternatives. So if you're trying to increase immunization rates for whole populations, you can take one of two approaches. One, you can focus on the practices themselves and try to train them to do reminder recall and do whatever you can to incentivize them to do that. And in this case, what we did was both offer training and support and also offer to pay for the reminder recall if they did it. Or the other approach you could take is to do the reminder recall centrally. And in this case, we used the public health department in collaboration with practices and conducted the reminder recall using the state immunization registry or immunization information system. So we randomized counties to these two approaches to see in the real world which one worked better.
So tell me, what did your study find?
Well, basically, the centralized collaborative approach where the public health department in collaboration with private offices did the reminder recall centrally was substantially more effective and much more cost-effective. In other words, the costs per shot delivered or per bringing a child up to date were much lower. And the major reason for that finding wasn't that it wasn't effective when practices actually did it, but it was very hard to incentivize practices to do reminder recall, even with training and even with the incentive of having it paid for. So on a population level, the centralized approach was much more effective.
So what are the public health implications of what you found?
Well, I think the biggest take-home message is that private practices and public health departments working together do much better at delivering preventive care at a much lower cost. So the collaboration part really increases the efficiency and the effectiveness. Trials have shown that if practices do reminder recall, it works. But it's very hard for practices to do this anymore. They have so many competing demands. It takes technical knowledge. It costs money. And if all that can be centralized using a state registry, it is just enormously more effective and cost effective.
So what should doctors' offices do?
Well, some offices really prefer to do their own reminder recall. The best estimate is about 16% of offices do that. That's very effective. And if they can do that, that's great. If they can't, I think this type of collaborative approach is an excellent one. And I'm hoping that these data start to affect other states. Our immunization registry in our state is very interested in collaborating and doing this type of reminder recall with private practices. And my hope is that in other states, this will catch on. And we're actually studying this for other vaccines other than the young childhood vaccines, for example, for the adolescent vaccines and even for adult vaccines. So I'm hoping that in the future, private doctors' offices will have other options than having to do it themselves.
So when it comes to childhood immunizations, is any reminder better than no reminder for parents?
Absolutely. Now, I'm not saying this is a panacea. This is essentially the low-hanging fruit, okay? Reminder recall is very helpful to get in parents who already want their children immunized, who have access to care, et cetera. There are a lot of other barriers to increasing the immunization rates that reminder recall will not affect, but it's a relatively inexpensive and very effective for the vast majority of parents who don't, you know, have any concerns about getting immunizations and who have access to care. So reminders help, but they are not the whole thing. We need other interventions as well.
Well, thank you, Dr. Kemp, for talking to us about your study. This is Deanna Bilandi with JAMA Pediatrics. For more author interviews, please visit us online at jamapediatrics.com.